My name is Anne, grateful recovering compulsive overeater. Happy to be here. I see some familiar faces and lots of faces that I don't recognize, but I know that we all get it, that we're here because we have an unhealthy relationship with food. So I'm grateful to be here. I've been in program since 1980. And imperfectly abstinent since 1982. So grateful for that. And I've never left. I've known a lot of people that left. Some came back, some did not. So I'm really grateful that I never had to leave. So I just keep coming back. I'm a long timer. I keep coming back because I don't want to forget what it was like. So I love to hear newcomers. I love to hear people talking about how they're going through their life without eating compulsively, because it can be done. When I first came to program, I remember going to a day in OA. I was living in Nebraska, so I went to Omaha for a day in OA, and somebody said they had 21 days, and my first reaction to that was, "Oh, you liar. Can't go that long without eating compulsively." But it's possible. It's possible. There is a solution. There is a solution, and I can live without eating compulsively. But that has to do with working my program. And it is work. It is work. We talk about working the steps. It is work. It's not easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. And it takes a lot of courage. That's why I love the Serenity Prayer, the courage to change the things I can, because it takes a lot of courage to do that, to work the steps, to look at, taking a fearless and thorough moral inventory. Wow. To really take a look at who I am. And where I've been in my life and what I've done and what I wish I had done but did not, and forgiving myself, working through all the steps. Step 8 and 9 are about, forgiveness, and a lot of it is forgiving myself, because obviously I was not perfect and I'm still not perfect. And to be able to forgive myself for all the things that I've done that were not supportive and were not healthy, and move on and make changes in my life, because I've seen a lot of changes in my life. A lot of ways that I handle life differently. When I came into program, my main feeling was anger. And anger keeps people away. So I didn't have to be vulnerable, but it also kept me in this self-imposed prison of, without people there, without people to support me, to love me. And, that was a real, anger was the big one for 6 and 7 for me. So steps 6 and 7 are about really asking God to getting ready to have a defect remove, and then asking God to take it. And what I know for me is that when I'm really working on a defect of character and wanting to do things differently, then I really have to focus. I have to focus on that, because what happens is that it comes up a lot, whatever that is. I get many opportunities to do it differently. I have a friend who's working on setting boundaries, and you're using the sixth and seventh step, and she's getting lots of opportunities. And that's been my experience, is that when I'm really working on it, then I will get lots of opportunities to do it differently. Lots. And that's where writing helps me. Is that I can really look at, oh, this is what's coming up. What am I feeling? I mean, that's a big one because I never wanted to really feel. But what now I know that that is the way. That's the solution. That's the way to be able to move forward in my life and make changes. So really looking at, okay, this is the one I'm working on. How is it manifesting in my life? What am I doing differently? Just like it was with the food. When I first came into program, the first thing I had to look at was once I admitted that I was a compulsive overeater, was to look at what are the trigger times, not just the trigger foods, but trigger times. At that time, when I first came in, I was teaching. And when I would get home from school, what did I want to do? I wanted to eat. What did we do as children? Usually, when I came home from school as a child, I got to eat. I always had something. And that was my reaction. I used to say that there was something in my driveway because I would be fine coming home. And as soon as I pulled in the driveway, I was hungry. Well, I had to look at, well, what am I going to do instead of eating when I come home from school? What am I going to do? I had to look at what is there. There has to be a different way, a different action. And at that time, I decided that I was going to have a diet soda. Not drink. I don't drink sodas at all anymore. But that worked for me. Is that, oh, okay, this is what you can do. You can also, you know, there were other times when it was like, oh, let's make a phone call. Things to do differently, or sit down and read the literature. Something that will distract me from the desire to eat at that particular time of the day. So I really had to look at that. That was a big one for me, was time of day, compulsions to eat. So that was something that I had to look at to do differently. And I still need to do that when when there are things that come up, you know, that if something happens and I, you know, maybe an accident or something, and you know, my reflex is to eat. I'm a compulsive eater. That's my reflex. And I don't want to do that. So again, it's like, okay, what do you do instead? Have a cup of tea. Go for a walk, make a phone call, do some writing, read some literature. We've got wonderful literature now. When I first came in, we really didn't have any OA literature. The Four Today came out in 1982, and that was our first book. And so now we've got all these wonderful books that are just have little short stories that can just get me out of my own head and into recovery, which is what I have to do. I can't stay in my head. I tell my sponsees that your head, your mind is a dangerous neighborhood. Don't go there by yourself because that's where I get information that is not true. I get stories that are not true. And it's usually, you know, something that I'm not good enough, or somebody hasn't respected me, or whatever. I come out the loser when I go to my head to try to figure things out. You know, that just doesn't work. Just doesn't work for me. So I try to really look at that. How am I going to get out of my way? Get out of my way by looking at things that will pull me back into program. Like go and now we've got you can go to a Zoom meeting at any time of the day or night. There's going to be one going. And what a gift that's been. What a gift. I don't going through all the quarantine. Boy, Zoom took off. And it's so nice because then we have people from and in meetings from different parts of the country, different parts of the world. So very, very grateful for that. But really looking at when is am I really drawn to eat, and what am I going to do instead of eating? And I'm just keeping in mind that, we have the tools. That's what the tools are for. The tools are there to support help support me in staying abstinent. So that's just what a gift. What a gift that we've got that tool bag that really helps us. That really helps me to stay abstinent, to stay present in my life. I want to show up in my life. And that's, that's the program working. My license plate on my car is the word present, but the frame around it says must be present to win. So in order to win, I need to show up in my life. I did not win it in a lottery. I didn't win my car in a lottery, but it's a reminder. Must be present to win. I have to show up in my life. And how does that work? Well, I didn't, when I came in these rooms, I didn't know how to do that. I didn't know how to show up. It was a what do you want me to do? What do you want me to be? Okay, I'll do that, I'll be that. That's how I lived. How I live my life, and I'm not that way anymore. I know I know a lot more about myself, and I'm much more willing to speak up. Because I never really wanted to speak up. If somebody wanted to go out to dinner, I'd say, "Well, where do you want to go?" I didn't have an I didn't know what I wanted. And those of you who know me now know that yes, I do have opinions, and I'm quite willing to share them. And sometimes I probably shouldn't, but I know more about myself. And what a gift! Who knew that that was what was going to happen in this program, that I was going to know more about myself? But what I've found out is that I'm a pretty okay person. I'm not perfect, not by any means, but I'm a pretty okay person. I can show up in different places and be a part of. I never felt part of anything before I came into these rooms. I always felt on the outside, even in my family. And when I came to OA, it was like I found my community. I found my peeps. I found people who understand me, people who get me, and that people who care about me and support me. I always say that one of the best places to learn a new skill is by doing service in OA, because people will love me even if I mess up. Oh, I'm supposed to be the speaker getter. Oh my gosh, I forgot to get a speaker. And people go, okay, well, who wants to volunteer? It's like it's okay. And I'm so grateful for that. So, program, doing life in a different way, finding out I'm okay, finding out that people like me. It's amazing. And I'm so grateful for this program. And thank you for listening.